So this is recorded on the same day that I read to you the book of Revelations chapter 1. When I'd finished reading the book of Revelations chapter 1, I actually read 1 through 3, but chapter 1 was what he told me to share. He then took me to Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 13, and I'm going to read Acts chapter 4, verse 13. This is at the beginning of the church. They had healed the man by the gate Beautiful. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, that is the people, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could not say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred amongst themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done to them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name." So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they had all glorified God for what had been done. For the man who was healed was 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. I added a couple words there, sorry. And being let go, Peter and John, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they had heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord, and said, "Lord, you are God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, 'Why do the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers who gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things they were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Jose, or Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and they brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back a part of the price of the land for yourselves? while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Then why did you conceive such a thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard the things, and the young men arose, wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. 3 hours later, when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for such and such." And she says, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that when you had agreed together to test the Spirit of God, look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down on at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon the church and all those who heard these things. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done amongst the people, and they were all of one accord. Yet no one dared risk to join him, but the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. So, God is speaking to me that the book of Revelation is upon us. And he is speaking to me that Acts chapter 4 and 5 are upon us. The church, it's interesting to me that when the disciples were taken captive, I mean taken and held, not taken captive, but taken and held by the officials and threatened, that we tend to ignore that very statement I just made. We tend to ignore the adversity that the church was put into at the right at the very beginning of its foundational days. Immediately, Peter and John are brought before the officials of the government for healing the man. The people, the courts, the high off, the priests, couldn't find any way to punish him because this man had been healed. And so they told him, "Don't go preach in Jesus' name." And Peter stands up and says, "Excuse me, you're not my God, basically. I will obey him rather than you." And they threatened him some more, and then they sent him away. Peter and John go back, and I love the prayer. I've prayed this prayer many times. And to me, it's the beginning of the church, so it's got to be a good prayer. "God, I thank you that you do healings and signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. You see all their threats. You see all the things they're telling us they're going to do to us. But I thank you that you see their threats and grant us all boldness to speak your word." It's interesting to me that the first recorded miracle following that prayer is Ananias and Sapphira dying. You know, he tells them in that passage, you know, when you had the land, you could have done what you wanted with it, and you could have told us that you would like to give this portion, and that would have been great. But evidently, they had told them they were going to give the whole price of the land. And Peter is told by the Lord what's going on. So he challenges Ananias. Ananias lies to him, says, "Yeah, we sold it for this much." But they had kept back a part of it. If they would have just been honest, they could have kept back a part of it and said, "You know, we're going to sell our land and we're going to give a portion of it." But evidently, that's not what they did. And so Ananias dies for lying to the Holy Spirit and to the people of God. Sapphira comes in a few hours later, and she shows that they were in collusion to lie about what they were doing. They wanted to look good. They wanted to be like Joseph, or Joseph, however you pronounce it, who sold his land and gave it all. So they schemed in their heart, we're going to tell them this, but we're actually going to hold back a portion of it, and we're going to tell them we sold it for this. And it cost both of them their lives. I don't know that anybody teaches on this very often. I've taught on it a few times. It generally doesn't go over real well. But God spoke to me today to bring it back up. The time is coming when your lies to God and to the Holy Spirit in front of others is going to be out. Nothing is going to remain hidden, but all things are going to be revealed. God has been dealing with my heart all day, telling me, where do you want to walk? Are you going to walk in the truth, or are you going to let compromise be a part of your life? That's what Ananias and Sapphira did. They compromised with their own flesh. We've wandered so far from the truth, there isn't a lot of accountability, but God is bringing us to the place that we need to be cleaned up to be that glorious bride without spot or wrinkle. He is bringing us to the point that we need to look at the reality of what's going on in our lives and recognize that but for the grace of God, I would be like Ananias and Sapphira. This is the New Testament that this happens in. This is not the Old Testament. And when you read through the book of Acts, you find several places where people paid a terrible price for lying, for desiring spiritual gifts for money. There's an amazing amount of this going on. God told me to read the book of Revelation, send it out, and then he told me to send out this message on the book of Acts, chapter 4 and 5. The time is coming and is now upon us, I believe, that God is going to start dealing with us as a church because he loves us. He's done so many things to try and get us to turn back to him and live a holy life with him. But we have not figured out how to let go of our traditions and make the presence and the intimacy of the Lord Jesus Christ a priority of our living, and walk in an integrity and righteousness and honor that are worthy of the price that he paid to save our souls. So that's where I'm going to stop. I pray that we would all find the strength and the courage to walk in God's love like Peter and John and those early people did.